Happy Halloween, faithful listeners. Tonight I'm manning the barricades, and young beggars will be showered with boiling oil instead of candy if they dare to interrupt my annual evening in with a stack of horror movies and a 20-gallon drum of ice cream. But aren't we all pleased that our very own spatterpunk farce, The Hobbit Fiasco, is more or less over? Let's try and turn this into a teaching moment. First, it's always delightful listening to people like Chris Trotter, John Armstrong and Brian Rudman thundering about John Key rolling over for an evil, union-busting, foreign-owned multinational corporation when they work for, well, foreign-owned multinational media corporations that over the last few years have laid off hundreds of journalists and screwed down the pay and conditions of everyone that remains. Not that you'd read about that in the Herald. Of course, it's never a good idea to bite the hand that signs your paychecks, let alone ask any uncomfortable questions about the employment practices of APN and Fairfax, and what impact an anorexic media has on the quality and substance of civil discourse. Especially when the New Zealand Herald is effectively the only daily newspaper in what will become New Zealand's largest city in a matter of hours. It was also rather ironic that Armstrong furrowed his brows over Warner Brothers, quote, holding a gun to the government's head, when media organisations are historically rather reticent about their own intense lobbying of politicians. I'm not suggesting that APN or any other media organisation behaves illegally or unethically, but how about the media holds their own proprietors to the same standards they demand for everyone else? I've also found it tiresome to be accused of being a quote-unquote union basher and worse for suggesting that New Zealand Actors Equity and its Australian affiliate, the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, were, at best, hopelessly incompetent, and at worst, they were repeatedly caught out not being honest with the public and almost deliberately setting out to alienate and generally tick off people they should have been building coalitions with. Regular listeners will know I'm on the right of the political spectrum, but I also believe passionately in freedom of association, speech and assembly for everyone. I've also belonged to trade unions and was profoundly thankful to have my interests represented by people who weren't betting my livelihood on a high game stake of chicken. Having said that, my disdain for corporate welfare, whether it's going to the Hobbit or the Rugby World Cup, remains in place. You also don't have to buy into the apocalyptic vaporings of CTU President Helen Kelly to shake your head at the government abusing urgency for no good reason. Again. Nor am I naive about how Time Warner became the largest media company on earth. It wasn't by losing too many games of hardball. But the one horror story that isn't going to fly this Halloween as the evil foreign bogeyman slashing up poor innocent New Zealanders in an alley.